My name's Jordan. I live in the Westbrook ward of Margate. My opinion of the situation is I'm still trying to gather the facts, but I'm seeing a lot of things about Boldface's frivolous spending, just sinking money into ridiculous projects that in the end just lose a lot of money. And the money that could be used on things like sorting out the ecosystem in the area that's being decimated for housing, allowing ridiculous planning proposals to go through. It's just a mess. There's too many things to list that's just gone wrong in Thanet, where they're just constantly just allowing housing projects to go through and trees to be felled, normally on the basis of it's ruining someone's view. And the issue is that most people can report is a massive drop in wildlife in the area. I moved here 2 years ago and I would see flocks of parakeets flying around, and now it's just, I've seen one or two this year, and it's just, they've just been, I know in some places they are considered a pest, but they're still wildlife and they still deserve a home. And just chopping that down, you're also losing other wildlife. Since moving out, I've never seen a hedgehog. I've never seen a slow worm. I've seen one adder that was in the mouth of a seagull. And that's honestly all I've really seen in this area. It's just utter disgrace of, you know, the local wildlife. And the pollution around here is just... I was already asthmatic, but I never needed a pump. When I was a child, I did. But now, since moving here, my breathing has got worse. I've started having seizures again, and I feel like the main problem for that is the traffic that they bring in, that they've got nothing in place to help with the emissions that they're putting out. Because down where I live in the Westbrook ward, when it comes in the summer, that road is backed up for hours constantly, and people are idling there in big heavy diesel vehicles. Buses before they changed over were idling, even the older buses still with the diesel are sitting there idling, and you can smell it in your bedroom, and it's just not nice at all. And something needs to be done, and the local people here are fighting for it. And as well as taking away our stroke ward as well, you know, he could be a big part in helping to keep that and putting his voice, you know, at least showing his support is enough in some cases. But there's been a serious lack of that in the area, just no support for the locals. It just seems like we're a silent voice. We've been out here protesting countless times for different things, and in the end we just get told false promises and nothing ever comes off it. In some aspects it just gets worse.